This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, Shimmer. Sure, appreciate that. Thank you as well to Reliant for being a part of that. We got our pregame, not outside this week.
You'll be inside?
So, Eric, we're lucky we're inside this Saturday.
The comfy confines of yes. The Brad Sham radio booth.
Brad Sham. And good job in week one not making Brad mad.
That was nice.
That was quality work on your part.
I'm glad that as soon as we got off the interview with him, you acknowledged that, knowing damn well he probably still had his cans
it.
On.
You literally said goodbye. Hey, good job. You didn't piss him off, huh?
I mean, you know, just say.
Christine, Tyler Booker.
Sometimes you just got to acknowledge it quickly, you know.
Yeah, mid-season form already.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Mid-season
nice
form
job,
already.
Chief.
But, yeah, we're going to be inside, so we'll miss everybody. During the season, we'll be outside on the West Plaza, right?
Another Light Plaza,
Miller
that's
Light
right.
Plaza during, and that'll be week two against the Giants. Mm-hmm, and then, mm-hmm. But we'll be in the Miller Light Club.
Yes.
Post-game, and that's only for 2 hours. So let's see if Shoddy reacts, how he reacts to all the media being over interviewing Jerry after a game. Remember that reaction from
Mike's
Mike McCarthy,
like,
Mike was like, should I start? should I start here? And like Scott Chigolnik was going, go ahead. Just keep, man, you're on. Let's go. Keep going. So anyway.
That was his welcome to the Cowboys moment.
Yep.
You know what? That's they had the guy from Gilmer and then Tim Kalashon and Calvin Watkins were the three that were interviewing Mike. And he just kind of sat there and like, okay, I guess. But I think that's the moment when he realized that, like, okay, this is what I'm going to have to deal with here, so I'm okay with that.
I can't believe he didn't grasp the fact that, of course, the owner and general manager is going to have a ganger outside the locker room every single game.
Every I don't think he knew.
Right? Why
I don't
would he
think
not?
He knew.
Everybody does.
I thought he was a veteran in the NFL.
No, all 32 teams.
Act like you've been there before, Mike.
No, I don't think he knew at all. I think he was just like, he was surprised. He's like, wait a minute, did I just talk to three reporters? That's kind of what I do? You know?
Yeah.
Chalk it up as a win.
It's going to be quick.
Yeah, chalk it up. All right. Who to look for in this football game against the Ravens? By the way, this is I'm trying to kind of figure out if they're going to actually play anybody in this game.
We got Booker confirmed today.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah,
what about Booker?
Yeah, what about Booker? Booker needs to play.
Make sure you ask Christy.
Yeah, we will ask Christy. She'll
but Shoddy said that he's going to play today.
Well, good for him because, you know, With the four preseason games, I kind of feel like that you could, you know, sit guys out if you want because you have the opportunity to be able to, you know, look at guys and in this case and with the three games, it's really just one game. You know, the way that some of these teams play, but you know, unfortunately, we'll see. I don't think we're going to get a lot of guys, but I got some guys I think need to have. I think there's a couple guys here that need to have some good games to kind of – I think they're on the borderline of being part of this roster or, you know, being waived or maybe being on the practice squad. We'll see. I'm going to start off with Holden, with Treshawn Holden, the wide receiver. I think that he is, I think he is on the cusp of making this football team. Now, it also then turns into, with Holden, it also turns into Flournoy, and then it also turns into Brooks. One of those guys or two of those guys, I think, depending on if they keep five or they keep six, I think this is where it's going to fall with these guys. I think the others, Mingo, I've kind of got him on the roster, but if you're talking about player five and player six at the wide receiver crew, I think it's going to come from one of these guys. So, you know, Holden has shown up well. They like him and what they've done in practice, what he's done, how he's adapted to the NFL game, the route running. He is not the fastest nor the quickest, but he understands how to get open. If you saw some clips of him yesterday, he did a really nice job of, he gets down in the red zone and he has a feel for how to work off the defender and then make himself get into windows and stuff to be able to make plays. We saw it in the game where he stayed wide on the sidelines and kept the safety from coming over the top. For a rookie player, that's a smart guy right there. So he understands route running. So that's one of these guys I think that he's kind of got himself in position to make this team, but he needs to have a really good game. I think, you know, him, Flournoy, and Brooks, I mentioned those guys as well. On the offensive line side of things, I think that, to me, that Akeem Adeniji is a guy that kind of needs to have a better game. He's the one guy that gave up the sack in that game last week against the Rams. The technique was not where it needed to be for that play. You know, I think overall he's been pretty good. He did a pretty good job when Steele was out playing the right tackle spot. But I wonder if now we're starting to get into they're going to maybe have to go a little short at offensive line. And can they afford to keep him? Would that mean that you know, when you look at the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The other guys that are involved, like when it comes to the tackles and stuff like that with Awesome Richards, mm-hmm. Is Awesome Richards going to be the swing on the left and the right? Are they going to be able to keep 10? That's one of those things you always, when you're building your team, you're thinking about, I got to keep extra offense and defensive linemen because I can't find these guys during the year. It's hard for me to go out and maybe poach a guy off a practice squad, or, you know, people just don't put offense and defensive linemen out there. So the Cowboys might be forced to go a little short, and I think Akeem Adeniji, he needs to have the type of game where if they're thinking like, okay, we're going to only keep 9, can he be one of the nine guys there? So I would keep an eye on that situation at tackle and how they play him. I think Luke Schoonmaker needs to have a really good game here. And I say this in the way because of the way Fairweather played last week. If you're in a situation and you're the Dallas Cowboys, do you look at Luke Schoonmaker and you look at Fairweather, and if Luke Schoonmaker is not blocking well enough for you, who do you keep? You keep the more athletic guy. I'm not going to say you keep the younger guy because they're both young, but you kind of have an idea what you have in Luke Schoonmaker. And if Luke Schoonmaker is not going to be a blocker as the third guy and you play a lot of 12 and you play a lot of 13 personnel stuff, mm-hmm. would you just rather keep, like I say, Fairweather, better athlete, yes. maybe better extender on the football? We saw his ability. We saw what he was able to do at Auburn a little bit. Bad ball catcher, run routes underneath, low, high, doesn't matter. That right there, I think Luke Schoonmaker might be in a situation, just being the third tight end, that they might say, you know what, Fairweather is a better option for us right now, and Luke Schoonmaker maybe move on. That would be one of those cuts.
There are some positions this team drafts and evaluates well. I don't think tight end's one of them. That'd be two second rounders in a row, bust Ola.
They've had a history.
And they're finding guys who were like late day three picks that end up being your best players.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Gavin Escobar was a second round pick. You know, yeah, they've had some
Anthony Fasano.
Yeah, they've had some second round tight ends that just haven't worked out. You're right about that. I think we got a couple of veteran guys I think need to, and I'll say this, I think Sam Williams needs to have a really good game here. And I'm saying this in a way of Sam Williams coming back from the knee surgery and stuff like that, depending on, I think, you know, with Micah, you know, I think that situation will be resolved. But I think with Sam Williams, he needs to kind of show up. Had an interception yesterday in the goal line period where on a fire zone he dropped back and picked Dak off. But I think this needs to be a game. Didn't play last week. Sam Williams needs to show up this week and get the opportunity to kind of solidify his spot on the roster. Are there other ones? I mean, you know, how many are they going to keep at defensive end?
You think Sam Williams could be a cut?
I'm thinking that Sam Williams might be a guy that they would consider moving on from because, like, I think that when you look at this, you know, when you look at Nealon, Fowler, and then
Turner and Thomas.
Parson. Yeah, Turner's another guy too. How many guys are you going to keep? You're going to keep six ends. You're going to keep five ends. How many ends are you going to be able to keep? And I think that Sam needs to have the kind of thing where he puts confidence in everybody's eyes that, hey, I'm starting to come back. And people say, well, he's only a year removed from the knee surgery and stuff. You need to kind of show that the progress that you make. But he's had just kind of an okay training camp. I don't think he's had anything special. Hmm. When you've got guys, some of these younger guys that have been blocking him at practice and, you know, he's not, you know, taking advantage of that. Now, that is a little bit worrisome to me. I think at the corner spot, real quick here, I think Mukwamu needs to have a really good game, and I think Keeman Hall needs to have a good game. And I think they need to solidify their positions of, okay, who could be potentially that nickel? We've talked about the nickel position a lot. Could Mukwamu be that guy? Zion Childress, I think Zion Childress has probably made this team. I just think now you have to look at, okay, is it Mukwamu? Is it Hall? Are they going to have to go out and get somebody? But I think they really, really like what they've seen in Childers. I think he's going to get a lot of opportunities in the Ravens game. And Hall's going to have to find a way. Mukwamu, where do you play him? Is he a safety? Is he a slot? Is he a corner? You know, he's a guy that's got a little bit of that Chido Awuzie. We've talked about that before, with his ability to, like, be right there but not make plays. So I would keep an eye on Israel Mukwamu right there. And the final guy that I want to talk about, two of these defensive tackles. And I just want to say the young rookie defensive tackles, keep an eye on them, of like with JT and then King Bisoute. Keep an eye on how much they play and how well they play. I thought that both did a fine job, but JT was really good until the very end of the game. Let's see if now he's got a feel for that he kind of asserts himself a little more at that one technique as they put him in there.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. And you can join us at Jake's in Grand Prairie for the next 3 hours. Plus tonight, if you're looking for something, there's going to be a party here with a fan phenom. Chris Arnold's going to be in the house hosting prospective fan hosts as they try out to basically be the next Blake Elliott. All right. When we come back, it's time to chat football with Mike Sando of The Athletic. He just published his quarterback tiers. We'll talk to him about the reaction he's getting for where he put Dak, and more coming up next year on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.